Hello, this is Father Eugene from The Priests, just giving you a little update on activities in the last few days. We had the great excitement and opportunity to visit London last weekend on the 14th of January. And on that date, we performed with the Hendon Band and the Territorial Youth Band of the Salvation Army in the Queen Elizabeth Hall at their annual concert. We had been booked to do this concert for about 18 months, so it was great to be able to go and honour the commitment and join with many, many people of all ages, young to middle age to more senior, all playing in the bands, Hendon Band and the Territorial Youth Band. It must be said, we, the priests, have kind of shared a virtual platform with them before in the Royal Albert Hall for the Classic Brit Awards, because the Salvation Army and ourselves were both nominated at the same time for that particular award. Neither of us may have won, but nevertheless, it must be said, both the Salvation Army and ourselves kind of stole, shall we say, a bit of the thunder of others who had been nominated in the same category. So it was very interesting and really, really lovely to go and meet people involved with the Salvation Army. There's Martin Tiplady, Richard Phillips. Martin looks after the actual running of the concerts and with his daughter. And Richard Phillips was our accompanist on the occasion. He was fantastic. We met at the Schott Music Store studio in Great Marlborough Street for a rehearsal on Friday evening, the 13th, and then on Saturday we had a rehearsal in the afternoon in the Queen Elizabeth Hall, and then the concert that evening at 7:30 to a sell-out capacity audience of 1,000 people, which is fantastic, really fantastic. So it was great, and we'd like to record our thanks to the Hendon Band and the Territorial Youth Band and all the, especially the young people who from all over the United Kingdom came to play together and make wonderful music. We sang pieces from our repertoire, Amazing Grace, How Great Thou Art, Benedictus, The Irish Blessing, and then we were asked to do an encore at the last minute. So luckily we had up our sleeve a little piece which is well known by now and which Richard Phillips had no difficulty in playing whatsoever, Fill the Fluter's Ball. I did warn the audience at the time that they might be shocked. Shocked, of course, at not by the choice, needless to say, but by, of course, my abilities to move from music into Irish dance. Yes, it must be said. Michael Flatley will be looking for my service, I'd say, in the very near future. So that's just to bring you up to speed. We had a wonderful time. We spent then Sunday the 15th, a little bit of downtime with colleagues here in our respective parishes who had agreed to cover masses on the Sunday morning, which was fantastic. So big thanks to them as well. We came back then Sunday afternoon and, well, we're back to the usual routine, it must be said at the moment. Looking forward, the next little thing we're looking forward to is doing a celebrity family fortunes for RTE television at the end of the month. And we'll be donating money, if we win, to our chosen charity, which is Kindercamp International, which looks after young children who would not otherwise have the opportunity in a secure environment to enjoy their childhood. And we think that that's a very important charity, and we're very happy to be associated with it. So anyway, fingers crossed. We'll give you more updates on what happens with that and give you an idea of how and when and where it can be viewed. So all the very best in the meantime. Bye.